Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Megan's back today, by the way, which is always exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
It's exciting for us, not so much for her. Anyway,
that's true.
Coming up in a little while, we've got some Blue Room tickets for the Players, the big golf tournament. You know that, everyone knows what the Players is.
We do.
Get into that. And that's only like a week away. It's so I'm so stoked.
Yay!
Also, this is kind of interesting, too. Justin's been playing with this thing. That sounded really weird.
What?
Justin's got this thing he likes to play with at his desk. No, it's called a fidget spinner. Yeah. Megan, have you seen Justin play with his fidget spinner?
I've seen some other people in this building play with those things.
Oh, yeah? Are there other fidget spinners around?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Who else has fidget spinners around here? Anyone I know?
The guy who makes all the videos and does all the audio stuff.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The guy, because he's got all the Star Wars stuff in his office, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Justin, explain to everybody that doesn't know what a fidget spinner is, what a fidget spinner is.
It's something you put in your hand so you can fidget and spin it. It's like got a bearing in the middle, and then you flick it, and it just kind of keeps spinning for a really long time.
Now, these things, can I see it for one second? These things, it's like a three-prong thing. Yeah, yeah. You just kind of spin it. But it was designed, Megan, for like kids with autism and ADD and stuff to focus.
You know, like how when you're in classroom, like you would doodle or something like that. It's like, so you would pay attention to the teacher. So like instead of...
I feel like that's doing the opposite.
I kind of feel the same way.
Taking your attention off whatever you're supposed to be paying attention to and making
you
watch
that. Brainstorming. When I'm trying to think of something over there, I just sit there and like spin it, and then you're like, that's what I gotta do.
Listen, you can hear it spin. So you just do this, you flick it.
I thought it was like one of those cubes that everybody's using.
No, those are kind of popular too. But
what's the cube?
Yeah.
No.
There's like a fidget cube, but these are...
So
that guy that I was talking about before has both of those things.
I'm sure he does. So Justin, where did you get this fidget spinner?
I just bought it at like CVS, I think.
He bought it at CVS like 2 weeks ago and I had no idea what it was. But now these things are like all the rage, Megan.
They're huge.
Yeah?
You should see them. Like they're everywhere. Kids are taking them to school. And as with any cool thing that kids take to school, they're now being banned.
Away.
A school in Boston says that they're distracting, which Justin, you pointed out, was not exactly at all what they're designed to do.
I can see how they could be distracted. Like if you drop them, they obviously.
Well, kids are probably like throwing them around and like spinning them.
Oh yeah, I saw. There's a YouTube video. This kid does tricks. You want to see?
I was watching that. It was
watch.
So cool.
Is that kid you?
No, but look, see, you spin it on one finger.
Oh, geez, that's what that guy was showing me. He could
you
do.
Spin it on one finger and watch. You're supposed to flip it to another finger. Hold on. Ready? Watch. Ready?
What's the point of this conversation?
Anyway, no. Well, they're being banned now, apparently, because they're supposed to be good for kids with ADD to help them focus.
There's like a whole article about like the science behind how they help.
Right. And now, so kids take them to school so they can focus on their work, and the schools are banning them.
Well, because the kids are probably not focusing on their work. That's probably why. It's like with any toy you bring to school, you're not allowed to have that.
Well, then, the one popular kid has one, then everyone wants one. And if everyone has one, it's probably pretty distracting.
Are you the one popular kid in this scenario, Justin?
Because you're remotely. I don't
know.
I'm the
opposite of that. This doesn't add up.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Are your kids or adults in your house part of the fidget spinner phenomenon? And if so, have they been banned from their schools yet? 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Stephanie from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have a fidget spinner?
No, I am actually a teacher, so I've been taking the fidget spinners away.
Well, now that's horrible. You're not supposed to take them away. These kids are like suffering from ADD and just, all sorts of disorders.
Yeah, and it's really great when we give them like differentiation of sitting, so they're allowed to sit on like yoga balls and all that because it's not distracting for the other kids. But these fidget spinners, all of the kids have them, whether or not they have ADD or ADHD. And then they spin them, and then they blow on them, and they make a very loud noise during teaching.
Oh, what? We haven't tried that. Oh my gosh.
Spin it really fast, and then blow on it.
I wish you wouldn't have told them that.
Justin, come here. Bring the fidget spinner back. All right, here, quick. All right. So Stephanie taught us a trick.
This is what I'll... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Great.
Fidget spinner down. Okay, so I'm going to just spin it really fast, okay, Stephanie?
Yeah.
And then I just blow on it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It sounds like...
That's cool.
Why are you guys surprised? It's like a fan. Like, I don't get it.
Exactly. It sounds like when you put a baseball card in a bicycle wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which nobody does anymore because...
No,
anyway.
No, they don't. It's
all right, well, Stephanie, so you take... How many fidget spinners do you have in your desk?
Well, I have two in my desk right now, but we're supposed to give them up front. So two right now.
Okay. Hey, bring me one.
All right.
All right, cool. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Heather from St. Augustine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Heather. Are you a fidget spinner as well, or are you a teacher who hates fidget spinners?
I'm a teacher that has a fidget spinner, but doesn't bring it to work because it distracts students.
Oh, you have one yourself.
I do, but I don't, because I have anxiety, I don't bring it to work knowing it'll distract some of my students, because I have students that even though they don't have ADD, they have some form of it, where I teach 7th grade, they're all always just looking around.
Yeah, that's just called hormones, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, so they just try to be off task, and the students that need the fidget spinners bring them, and then someone who doesn't need it borrows it and then starts spinning it out on the desk.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you, as a teacher, do you find that it actually reduces your anxiety?
Not at work.
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, nothing could reduce my anxiety. Maybe some wild turkey, but no fidget spinner. Hey, thanks for calling. Jordan from the Town Center. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. It says here you're also a teacher.
I am. I'm a 5th grade teacher down in St. Augustine.
It's all just teachers calling in. What do you think about these fidget spinners?
I don't mind them for the kids who need them, but I actually end up taking them from most of them so I can play with them by myself. They're pretty cool.
You're like, give me that fidget spinner. You can't, okay. And then you're like flipping around. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I have quite a few on my desk right now.
Do you have like, because they make all kinds, like glow-in-the-dark ones and gold ones and stuff?
Well, I had a kid bring in a gold one last week, and it's been on my desk for a week so I could play with it, but he doesn't know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I want a gold. Justin said we should get some for the radio station with like our logo on them and give them away.
They are pretty cool. I really like them.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Megan, your birthday's coming up?
Oh. Yeah, I'm good.
I think I know
Thank
what I'm going to get
much.
You. I think I know what I'm going to get you.
Yeah, like a diamond one.
A diamond? I'm not getting you a diamond fidget spinner. I was going to get you a $5 plastic one like Justin has.
No, thanks to either.
340, the irony. 340-9595. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, great, Katie. You're a teacher as well.
I am in St. John's County, and I've taught for 15 years.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
actually a diagnosed ADD girl myself.
Oh, wow. All right.
I have four kids. My husband and I have four kids, and I have... two boys, and both wanted a fidget spinner, and only one needed one. So one has one, but I tell you, if I heard you say that you were talking about having one for the radio station,
yeah,
and you should completely do that because you guys will make a fortune. They're the biggest fad right now. The funniest part about all of it.
Well, fun fact about the radio station: we're really dumb. We don't sell stuff; we just give it away.
And by the time we jump on it, it's not going to be cool anymore anyways.
Yeah. By the time we get our crap together, no one's going to pay us for it. No, but sometimes when we go out, we give out like beer koozies or keychains or stuff like that.
Yeah.
We were thinking, what if we got a bunch of fidget spinners, put our logo on it, and then when we're out, people could win those. You spin the wheel, you win a fidget spinner.
There you go. Well, do that. And so the other day, two kids had two different things, and these are kids who I've allowed to keep them at their desk. But somehow they teamed up because there's also such thing called a fidget cube. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have seen those too. Yeah, that's like a
Okay, and they had like two fidget cubes on top of each other and then the fidget spinner on top twirling. It was a great construction, but it was totally not being used for what it was supposed to be used for.
No, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
That's when I took it away.
Hey, thanks so much for calling me. Really appreciate it. So there is a legitimate need and use for these things.
Right, apparently.
But no one really seems to care about that. They just want to watch them
spin.
Well,
it turned into more of a toy than it did like to be helpful.
Like right, like a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you? Do you have a fidget spinner?
You know, I don't have one, but I have kids who have had not ADD, you know, issues or whatever, but pretty close to it.
Yeah.
And they were told to take, you know, like little squishy things because they're older, but, you know, little things that the eyes popped out or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
To school. And I caught the back end of those two teachers, especially that last one. And if I had sent my kid to school... with that, especially during like test or something, and I found out the teacher took it from them, it'd be on between me and that teacher.
It'd be on.
That's the reason why they give those kids those things, for them to take them to school.
But now it's not like a special thing if you have a special, like something wrong with you. It's everybody has it, so that's why it's a problem.
There's something wrong with all the kids these days.
That's probably the problem, is that.
Trust me, there's something wrong with all of them.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. It's going to get to the point, you know what? You're going to need a doctor's note for your fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Like, some kid's going to roll in and say, I have a note from my doctor. I need my fidget spinner back, please. Like, you know, some kid, like, it'd be like taking an asthma inhaler from a kid.
I don't think it's that extreme.
Kid can't breathe.
I think you can breathe without a fidget spinner.
Well, I mean, you know, proverbial mental breathing.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.